Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to do part three of today. Did the Freemasons, Illuminati, spiritualists, mysticists establish this country? Well, we're probably about halfway through right now, I'm suspecting. There's so much information. And what I'm doing line upon line, precept upon precept, is pulling the rug from the lies that you've been told by the propagandists and those that are parroting the propagandists. The revisionists, those that are trying to create in your minds that somehow or another our forefathers were a bunch of Satanists, which contradicts itself at every given level. Matter of fact, I was just teeing the show up and I was going through some of my content. I'm going to read some of the feedback that I've received. But, you know, the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were who and what? Oh, 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population, the unsung heroes, the Black Robe Regiment. We're going to do a show on those guys as well. 56 signers. Who did they see? They sought the face of the Lord. What are the flags that were flying? No king but King Jesus. Those were the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence. Appeal to heaven. It didn't say no king but King Satan. That's not what it said on their flags. It didn't say appeal to hell. No, just the exact opposite. Am I going to get worked up about this? Listen, I lay everything to heart because everything in front of us right now concerns me in the sense of fighting for our freedoms and winning our freedoms. And the only way that they're going to be able to do that, or we're going to be able to do that as a people, is when the Lord bestows it upon us, not without him. Same thing with our forefathers. And what an opportunity we have right now to prove the God of Israel in the face of all of this nonsense. I also want to say this. This is the book that we've been highlighting right now, The Freemasonry and the Founding Fathers. If you notice the front, and I've emphasized this now two times, but this is part three, you'll notice George Washington there with all of his Masonic garb on. Hey, friends, here's a little clue. It's a myth. It never happened. They take a dead man, namely our forefather, George Washington, and then they paint him with all their Masonic garb on, making him just like who they are. That's what revisionists do, for the record. So, with that, we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to stick to the topic in order to get through it, because, again, there's so much information. Before we do that, I want to get over to the fact that you can watch us online. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, it's amazing. I got to say this again. It's amazing how many people have taken shots at me for merely exposing the lies that they have been parroting to others. My number is 1-866. 582-9933. Where are all of you that want to go ahead and promulgate more lies? Because up to this point, and if we've covered it already, I'll speak to it. If we haven't, you're jumping the gun. And I'm here to tell you, there's a whole lot of people that have jumped the gun, okay? This is it right here, Freemasonry and the Founding Forefathers. A guy said to me, just yesterday, he said, where are the citations? For those that have been paying attention to the show over the last couple days, he said, where's the citations? In other words, where are the references given by our forefathers? Well, hey, genius, I want to tell you something. Here's a clue. That's all I have been doing for the last 2 hours of the show. Now, we're going to go into the third hour, making references to what our forefathers said and who they were, along with those that were around them, along with those that were eyewitnesses and partakers of the issues concerning the facts. That's all we have been doing. I'm not here giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the facts, okay? And we're going to do that again today. One guy said to me, because we get all these guys that are so convinced that they're right about it, but yet they fail to call in. Notice how that doesn't work for them. They don't have the truth. They don't have the facts to substantiate what they're saying. That's why they don't call in. I'm broadcasting into 160 cities right now, and I am welcoming you to go ahead and expose me for the falsities in which I'm promulgating throughout the country right now. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Did you hear that, propagandist? Did you hear that, revisionist? Oh, and by the way, revisionist and propagandist, do you realize that you're on the same boat with everybody else that you're trying to deceive? So when we go down, you go with us? Just wanted to make clear that you all understood that. That is history. And it's appointed unto men once to die, and 10 out of 10 die. And you're going to give an account for everything you do and everything that you don't do and every thought that you've had and every thought that you've conveyed. You're going to answer for it, like it or not. Read Hebrews 9:27. So let me go to some of these referrals or these comments made. One guy said to me, George Washington said he was influenced by the Great Awakening. Praise God. Praise God. You know who the preachers of the Great Awakening were, my friend? Jonathan Edwards. He's the guy that fasted for 40 days. I have him up on my wall, as a matter of fact. He's a famous preacher. After fasting for 40 days, he came up with the message by the Holy Ghost. It was called famously, and still is infamously, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. That's who he was influenced by. Charles Finney was another one of those preachers. George Whitefield was another one of those preachers. Did you hear what I said? These are the ones that influenced our forefathers. If you look at a lot of our forefathers, some of them sat under tyrannical preachers for over 5,000 sermons. 5,000. You spend that much time under the anointing, friends, Isaiah 10:27. I'll tell you what, you're going to be changed. But you're not going to be changed into the devil unless that is you willfully reject the truth of the Word of God. Here's another one. Thank you, Bradley, as always, for speaking the truth. I'm going to come right back to this one in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to be right back on the other side. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, day three, I just want to make sure everybody understands as well how much time and effort it has taken me to go through this only to answer what I already knew. And I'm not saying that because I knew within myself. The Lord said in Isaiah 11, I believe is, right at the beginning of the chapter, that he judged according not with his eyes. He judged according to the discernment that he had in his heart. Those are his eyes, okay? And the fact of the matter is, I knew exactly what I'm conveying to you right now is exactly the truth of the matter. You're being lied to on so many fronts. Hey, folks, your history right now is being revised right in front of your faces. They're taking down your statutes. They're posting new communist slogans or ugly art, or the list goes on of history of who you are and where you came back from or where you came from. You go to the federal floor, you go to the Capitol. They're changing quotes, friends, on the walls. They're removing quotes. They're putting up new quotes that fit their narrative. So it's not like this just happened overnight. This has been happening, and it's continuously happening even now. So let's get back over to some of these comments, and this is what I want to get to, again, because it's important that we do get to it, because people need to know how they're being lied to. And again, I just want to be a faithful witness that delivers souls in sharing with you the truth of the matter and pulling the rugs concerning the lies. Read John 8:32. Yesterday's show, thank you, Bradley, as always, for speaking truth. I've heard more garbage about our founding fathers. I've heard one say the founders were old men fighting for land. Laugh out loud. They were not old men, nor were they fighting for their land. Oh my, the ignorance is almost laughable. It's my firm belief our founding forefathers were chosen men by God, absolutely, at that time to build this nation, absolutely, based upon our Holy Bible, absolutely. These ignorant people need to read the Federalist Papers along with the Great Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and seek God for these truths that they may know these things are true, or stay in their ignorance and receive God's full wrath upon them. Exactly. Then I had another guy who built DC. It's completely Masonic. Yep, but not by our forefathers. You're right in saying that, but it wasn't our forefathers that established a Masonic, or he's basically making reference to the symbolism of Washington, D.C., and we're going to get to that as well. It is not our forefathers that are responsible for any of that nonsense. Again, just wanted to make sure you all understood as to how you're being lied to, okay? Want to give you another referral here. Bradley, I appreciate the education you're trying to present, but I'm not convinced the Christians in America, this person said, I'm convinced it's real small, that the said Christians in America, which it's a lack thereof, put this up against Hosea 4:6, are just as ignorant, blind, deaf, and lacking discernment as the pagans among us. I never understood why a lie is so easy to believe, but most by most more than the truth. I suppose because their daddy is the father of lies. Exactly. And this is what's important, because I address this as well. The lie is not of the truth. It tells us in the book of John. If you look in the book of John, 1 John, it's interesting that the truth was written to us, not to reaffirm the lie, but reaffirm the truth that we already knew. Well, there's a lot of people out there calling themselves Christians today, yet they have not the Holy Ghost, which means they are not Christians. They've deceived themselves into believing Christians. But notice the message that they parrot is the lie that's coming from the father of lies. Their language hasn't become the gospel of Jesus Christ in any sense of the word. No, because they know not him, nor do they know the voice of the Lord. They follow strangers, not the good shepherd, John 10. This person's exactly right. But here's the thing. This person's saying, I really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to do the things that you're doing and educating people. He goes, but they're willfully blind and ignorant. Yep, I know that. In a lot of cases, you're exactly right. But I still have to remain faithful to the Lord in giving the message. I still have to remain faithful in giving the message, okay? And that's what I'm going to continuously do. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over to the next part. I want to give you a quote from Woodrow Wilson, the 28th president of the United States of America, because this is applicable to all those that are parroting the lie that our forefathers were, in fact, what they were not at all or are not at all in any sense of the word. He said, we are trying to do a futile thing. If we don't know where we came from or what we've been about, well, that's what I'm talking about. That's why we're doing the show. He goes on, Woodrow Wilson, and he said, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelation of Holy Scripture. Boy, that guy almost 100 and some years later still realized exactly who we are and where we came from concerning the Christianity that we've taken on by our forefathers. Isn't that amazing how he knows that? And how we knew that? And every president, all the way up until Barack Hussein Obama, has considered ourselves and acknowledged the fact that we're a Christian nation. Well, how did that come from? How did that come about, and where did that come from? Did that come from a bunch of Illuminatists? Gosh, people, it's really embarrassing. It really is. 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, we ended up on... 1778, where Dr. Smith, a prominent Episcopalian, a theologian who preached a sermon in 1778 to the Freemasons of Pennsylvania. Remember what Freemasons are? They're bricklayers. They build cathedrals. They build churches. Okay? Freemasons were the ones that weren't at home, and they met at lodges to be preached to by Christian ministers during the founding era. Okay? Masons were the ones that were at home but still met at the lodge. The Freemasons were the ones that weren't at home and they met at the lodge. Just want to make clear again that you understood that. And then we also know that sometime after the founding era, it began to transition into something that it never was. Okay? And remember, the Masons no longer, it didn't apply just to the Masons. Now it's applied to anybody and everybody. Why? Because of the fact that no one was becoming members of the lodge anymore. So they opened the door. And then that's when things got really weird. But let me go on here. He said, Christ shall come again to reward his faithful workmen and servants. And notice he said the word workmen because he's talking to masons, bricklayers, and servants. He said, let us remember that it will be assuredly asked, were we of Christ Jesus? Okay, this is at a lodge preaching to masons, stone layers. We should just call them stone layers because that's the definition. Interesting to note, Thomas Paine, of course, certainly one of the greatest critics of Christianity, stated in his work, Origins of Freemasonry, that the Christian religion and Masonry have worn in the same common origin. Paine also claimed that the symbols of the early Masonic lodges were representative of Jesus Christ. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I do want to say this. Again, I'm preaching into 160 cities. I hope you understand that those that are advocating the lies of the revisionists and the propagandists concerning our forefathers, their silence should be speaking volumes to you right now. Because these same individuals that are promulgating the lies of the revisionists and the propagandists, they take the time not to get on the phone, but they take the time to go online and take shots at me. That's what you would call a coward. And why do they do that? Because they have nothing to substantiate the fact of the matter. That's all I'm making reference to, okay? Historians confirm that the spread of Masonry across the Atlantic formed part of the 18th century. The Anglicans of America, the elites and the Episcopalian clergymen that had been among the first ministers to address and attend American Masonic meetings. It is therefore not surprising that so many of the Masonic founding forefathers, right, the few that were, or active Episcopalians, including constitutional convention delegates such as Washington, John Blair, Rufus King, Edmund Randolph, William Pierce, and the Declaration of Independence signer William Hooper. Now, just hold up before you jump the gun on that. Yet, despite the fact that Freemasonry at the time was especially friendly to the Episcopalian ministers from many of the other denominations were involved, these ministers are there to validate the Christian claims made by the early American Masonic lodges. And given the fact that so many of these leaders were not nominal Christians, but were Orthodox Christians, they would have affiliated with Freemasonry had it been at that time been hostile to Christ or Christianity, either in belief or in the practices of it. They would have not tolerated it in any sense of the word. And that's what we highlighted in part yesterday. Therefore, after examining the Masonic works and Masonic sermons, Orthodox Christians, it was an integral part of the Masons' Lodge during the time of the Founding Fathers, and consequently, intellectually honest researchers have concluded that the early American Christian Freemasonry was not antithetical to Christianity in any sense of the word. So again, we're going to take a quick break. I'm sorry for the breaks, folks. This is Genesis Communication Networks. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New York's Democrat Attorney General Letitia James ready to seize some of Donald Trump's properties in New York if he doesn't come up with large amounts of bond money by Monday.
James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County, New York.
USA's Laura Winters. The latest draft resolution from the United Nations Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. The first draft had a clause that, along with the ceasefire, Hamas would release hostages. The second draft, however, did not. The U.S. hoping the Security Council votes on it today. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who lied about her kidnapping, has been ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and sentenced to probation. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I got a guy out there that knows the history of what we're talking about, and I'm seeing what he's saying, and it's like, okay, just give me a minute, guy. I'm getting there. You're right what you're saying, but I'm getting there, and I'm glad to see that there's people out there that know the truth of the matter. As you can see, again, all this truth that I'm giving you right now and pulling the rugs of the lies of those that have told you that our forefathers were a bunch of Illuminatis, a bunch of Satanists that have... were used as founding forefathers to establish what we have today. I'm here to tell you that everything that you've been told, at least 98% of it, is completely untrue. And I am giving you facts. I am giving you quotes. I'm not giving you opinions from some revisionist or propagandist that wants the rest of us to believe that this is a satanic nation. That's how we found it. Absolutely not in any sense of the word. Dr. Robert Morey, author of a work critical of America and American Freemasonry, The Truth About the Masons, examined Masonic literature in chronological order, stating in 1723, and concluded that it is crystal clear that Freemasonry was understood to be a Christian institution until the anti-Masonic movement of 1826. Oh, that's another point we can just say, we're done. You get it? You see how this works? I had another guy online go out there and say, everything about Washington, D.C. was completely Masonic. Look at our forefathers established, man. Look what they did. Everything about, I mean, look at all these symbols and look at all these obelisks and look at all their quotes. I can't find the quotes. Could you show me those, please? I need to see those. Did you hear what I said? Can you show me those quotes, please? Because I haven't found those. But I'm giving you quotes. in face of what you are speculatory on, because you're creating stuff out of thin air, just like those that are contriving the lies behind the scenes in hopes that people like you will believe it and then go share and parrot the message. Again, I'm waiting for you to call 1-866-582-9933. So it was concluded that the institution of the Masonic Lodges, Bricklayer Lodges, was what? A Christian institution until it began to change in 1826. And from Tom McKinney, author of multiple works of critical of American Freemasonry, including The Deadly Deception, similarly concluded, the fact is that the institution of Masonry, young George Washington joined in 1752, and which survived until 14 years after his death in 1799, acknowledged and honored Jesus Christ as the Savior of the lost, speaking of mankind, and offered prayers in his name. And if you want the truth of that matter, that's all you have to do is go to his place in Washington, D.C. We've been there several times, and go ahead and look at what's on top of his casket, inscribed in stone. Scripture, with it written out above his body. Okay, just wanted to make clear that you understood that as well. It was until the formation of the United Grand Lodge of England in 1813 that Jesus was downgraded to the status of merely one of the exemplars. The models and prayers became universal, making no mention of him at all. So it was after Washington was dead that it changed. And then once it changed, they adhered Washington as to being a part of the cult that they were now creating. Again, discernment told me this, folks, and I praise God for it. I praise God for the Holy Ghost. Why was Jesus downgraded in 1813? Because in that year, the English Grand Lodge, the mother of the American lodges, decided in favor of the admission of individuals of other faiths. As a consequence, the emphasis on Christianity and the Christian God was removed and replaced with a new emphasis on a general, more universal, and an all-inclusive God that would be inoffensive and non-offensive to people of other religions and faiths. So that opens the door wider to more membership. That change in English Masonic policy was eventually embraced by American Masonry, but only well after the death of George Washington and most of the founders, which in the end brought sharp criticism from American Christian organizations. Man, that's amazing. That is amazing how they have laid on Washington what he wasn't. At the time, European Freemasonry had become an enemy to Christianity. It did not mean that American Freemasonry had during that time. During this time, Americans in general had become conscious of the work of the Illuminati and the European Masonic lodges that many feared a duplication in America. Their concern was logical. And Americans were very familiar with the American Freemasonry. However, they now knew the perfidy of European Masonry, that it is there become logical to question whether American Freemasonry was like or was becoming like the Freemason being practiced in Europe. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said yesterday, friends. The difference between the Republic in Europe and the Republic in America, he made distinction in saying that the difference is heaven and hell. Okay? So again, let's keep this in context. That's the problem. People take it out of context. Okay? Was becoming like the Freemason being practiced in Europe. They were equating European Masonry with that of American. One worth noting is Reverend G.W. Snyder of Fredericksburg, Maryland, an immigrant who wrote directly to George Washington and expressing his apprehensions. Reverend Snyder began by explaining to Washington the basis for his anxiety. The man said, "I am a German," said he, "and I came to this country in 1776 and felt soon after my arrival a close attachment to the liberty in which Americans had. I'm attached both from the bent of education and the mature inquiry and search to simple doctrines of Christianity, which I have the honor to teach in public. And I do heartily despise all the cavils, frivolous objections designed to look genuine, counterfeits of infidelity, those who disbelieve the scriptures of Christianity. It was one time since that a book fell into my hands entitled Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robinson, which gives a full account of Society of Freemasons that distinguishes itself by the name of Illuminati. This was a letter to George Washington, whose plan it is to overturn all government and religion. This is what you're seeing today, even natural, and who endeavor to eradicate every idea of the supreme being. This is what Satan does, and distinguish man from beast by his shape only. A thought suggested itself to me that some of the lodges in the United States, might I have, caught the infection. Upon serious reflection, I was led to think that it might be within your power, speaking to George Washington, to prevent the horrid plan from corrupting the brethren of the English lodge over which you preside. Notice he said to George Washington, over which you preside. Listen carefully to George Washington's response. This letter by Reverend Snyder, in which Snyder enclosed a copy of Robinson's work for Washington's perusal, initiated a sequence of correspondence between the two. A month after receiving the letter, Washington responded to the man that said, the English lodge of which you preside. Listen again to his response. I have heard much of this nefarious and dangerous plan and doctrines of the Illuminati, but never saw the book until you were pleased to send it to me. Thank you for your kind wishes and favorable sentiments. Except to correct an error you have run into of my presiding over the English lodges in this country, the fact is I preside over none of them, nor have I been in one more than once or twice within the last 30 years. I believe notwithstanding that none of the lodges in this country are contaminated with the principles ascribed to the Society of the Illuminati. With respect, I am, sir, your obedient, humble servant, George Washington. I wish I could whistle for 5 minutes. George Washington presided over none of them. He visited the lodges once to twice in 30 years. Do you see what gossip does? Do you see what it creates when you give yourself over to lies, what they become? Instead of pulling the wood out of the fire that spreads, they add wood to the fire. And so what do the propagandists do? And what are all their little imps and their nomads doing today? That's why I say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. They're out there relaying and parroting what is not true in any sense of the word. I didn't say it. George Washington said it. See, but they want to convince you of the truth. You know what these people remind me of? 1-866-582-9933. They remind me of a bunch of bad parents. These that convey and parrot this propaganda that our forefathers were Masons and they were a part of the Illuminati. You know what they remind me of? Bad parents. Instead of taking responsibility for the way that their kids were led astray, what do? They try to justify the unjustifiable and holding firm to their course that leads to hell. There's no sincerity. There's no genuineness within these men. Now, this is part three. And I want you to hear this again. How many people have attacked me already, jumping the gun and giving out misinformation? Like I said earlier during the first segment, one guy said, where's the citation? That's all I'm giving you. Where's the phone call to prove otherwise in justifying what you can't justify? 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, we're to contend for the faith. Why are you so defensive about this? Because I don't like when people lie. And I know what they're promulgating is absolutely a lie. And yet they'll take shots at me online and they'll poison the well, but they won't call in and prove their position.
Sons
Why?
Of Liberty,
because they
we
can't.
We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Time flies. I'm waiting for one of you geniuses to call us all up and set us straight. 1-866-582-9933. Concerning geniuses, it's interesting. I have a friend that sent this to me, and it is, and I hope I'm okay to go ahead and share this with everybody because it's important that I do. But a self-proclaimed intellectual Christian man wrote a book, and this is what it says. The Freemasonry of the 1700s is still basically the same as that of today. He's straight up lying to you. He's trying to bring attention to himself. And or he's trying to make money. To suggest that the Freemasonry of the 1700s is the same, I've just torn down all that nonsense. And then so what does he do next? He goes after David Barton. He said David Barton minimizes the framers' Masonic connections. No, he's not. Hey, if the facts separate the truth from the lie, then bring the facts because that's what we need. That's what Jesus did, Matthew 10:34. I don't see him doing that at all. If I felt that he was being biased, I would look the other direction. But I don't feel him doing that in any sense of the word. He's just giving us facts. Again, I think And I don't know, Lord, why I keep reiterating this, because is there people coming on and going off? Or are they just joining us? Or do they not have it pounded into their head yet? I don't know. But I need to say it again. Freemasons were bricklayers. They were building abbeys. They were building cathedrals. They were building churches. And the union halls, they called lodges, were places that the Freemasons that were on the roll doing the building resided with other Freemasons to be preached at by ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is why it's so important. This man right here is straining at the gnat and swallowing the big camel because he's not making distinction between Christianity and what a Freemason is. Hey, folks, there's a lot of Christians out there that are bricklayers today, and their profession just happens to label them as Masons. Does that pull away from their Christianity? Not at all. Am I justifying anybody that would try to bring the two together? Nope. I'm condemning it. I'm reproving it. I'm denouncing it. Okay? Like when you see other people today that call themselves Christians, but they're a part of the Mason lodges today, the Masonic lodges of today, that are completely different than what the forefathers established. You ask some of those Freemasons today what a Freemason is, they can't even tell you. They just say, well, I'm a Freemason and I'm a part of the lodge. Well, what is a Mason? I don't know. I don't know what it is. So to try to tie the two tails here between a bricklayer and that being his profession, to him equating that to his Christianity makes absolutely no sense. I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That holds one title. Amen for that. But there's a lot of people out there that are the real deal Christians, but they have a profession as well. Okay, and what's worse is the Masons and the Freemasons and the way they started and where they're at today has clearly been reversed. To take our forefathers and to pin on them what you see through a bunch of ignorant pagans, Satan worshipers of the day to our forefathers, I am seriously embarrassed for you. And furthermore, am I just capping on you? No. You deserve it. Because you didn't pull the curtain back to know the difference. And you went out there and you threw out the lie without actually examining what the facts are. And if you had the Holy Ghost and you had any discernment whatsoever, you would have had enough discernment to know something wasn't right about the propagandists and the revisionists of the day trying to equate our forefathers with Satanism. No. What you see today, folks, and I said it yesterday, look at the modern day politician from the top to the bottom, all across both in federal and state governments. For the most part, easy. And I'm telling you that by experience. They're at war with what your forefathers established. So I don't understand. If our forefathers were what the propagandists and the revisionists are trying to get us to believe, then why are they warring against our forefathers? No, it's just the exact opposite. They're at war with the rights that God gave us today, aren't they? Yep. And who are they at war with? Well, they want to convince you that our forefathers were just like them. Wait a second. That's not the fruit of our forefathers. They established freedom and obedience to Christ, first and foremost, the fruit thereof. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Not the other way around. 1-866-582-9933. Let me go back to this letter. Because what we're talking about right now is Freemason and our founding forefathers. Myth versus fact. What you're being told by the revisionists today, the revisionists and the propagandists, is nonsense. It's a blatant lie. And I knew it was a lie. Notice the response to Mr. Snyder's letter when he made reference to George Washington being a part of the one that oversees the English lodges. What did Washington say? He said, I proceed over none of them. None. Notice Washington's strong assertion of his relative non-involvement in Masonry. Today, an opposite view is presented, largely by Masonic propagandists who wish to wrap themselves around the patriotic hero named George Washington. in order to make their institution appear as mainstream as possible. Radical anti-Masons similarly love to herald Washington as the poster child of Masonry to prove their claim that America was founded by cult leaders and therefore could not have involved Christian principles. Both sides ignore Washington's own assertions. In fact, erroneous pictures have even been made of Washington presiding over a Virginia lodge, something that he never did do. (1) 866-582-9933. Your silence, propagandist, revisionist, useful idiots, speaks volumes. But I can tell you right now, tomorrow or tonight and tomorrow, I'll have some more emails telling me about how I'm filled with lies. I'm not filled with lies. I'm just conveying the truth of the matter. Okay. Remember the picture I showed you yesterday and the day before? Here's a matter of fact, what I'll do is I will go over to George Washington, doing live radio, Washington, Masonic garb, and I want you to see how riddled the internet is with these lies. Look at this. So the mainstream media is all about pushing a lie. And hey, friends, got a question for you. Where are all the fact checkers? No. It doesn't work. Hey, folks, the lie is their narrative, not the truth. That's why they censor me, and that's why they promulgate the lie. Okay? Look at this. All of this is George Washington in his Masonic garb. I want to make clear that you all understand that this never happened. It never happened. And yet you'll listen to a liar? Hey, folks, no wonder why those that lie to you know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. Because you're listening to their nonsense, their lies. That's why they lie. Because they know that you'll listen to it. And I want to tell you, those that are listening to this nonsense, you hold the truth in unrighteousness. There's no truth in you. Again, for three shows, 3 hours now, I've been asking people to call in and to debunk everything I'm telling you. Where are they? It's the same thing with lines between church and state. The ACLU won't get on the radio with me. The SPLC won't get on the radio with me. Corrupt politicians won't get on the radio with me. Why? Because they know what I'm telling you is the truth. Are they being censored? Absolutely not. They love to promulgate the lie. They hate the truth. Why? Because the truth exposes them for who they are. And I'm going to continuously do it, regardless if they like it or not. Okay? So George Washington, undoubtedly the most recognizable founding forefather associated with Masonry, told the Reverend Snyder that he wanted to correct an error. You have run into my presiding over the English lodges in this country. The fact is, said George Washington, I preside over none, nor have I been in more than once or twice within the last 30 years. I'm going to keep going here for a minute, so just hold on with me for a moment, friends. 10 seconds.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.